Scripture reading, Acts chapter 10, verses 9, 11 through 15, 19 through 20, and 28. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He saw heaven opened, and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean." Devotional. We are guilty of faulty thinking when we believe something to be true that is false, whether about God, others, or ourselves. Sooner or later, faulty thinking leads to feelings of powerlessness and a great deal of unnecessary pain. Moreover, it results in broken relationships. Three common and deadly forms of faulty thinking include: it's all or nothing. This kind of thinking makes things bigger and more black and white than they are. I'm offended. This refers to taking offense before having all the facts. Things will never change. The future is fixed, and so change is impossible. The Apostle Peter believed things would never change. As a Jew, he had never entered the home of a Gentile. He thought that Jews and Gentiles should forever remain separate, even as the first century church began to grow. Yet God showed Peter his thinking was wrong, correcting his faulty assumptions and freeing both Peter and those around him for a powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit in their midst. Question to consider: to which of the three forms of faulty thinking are you most susceptible? How has it resulted in unnecessary pain or broken relationships in your life? Prayer. Father, show me where I am engaging in faulty thinking or making assumptions about a situation or person that are not true. Fill me with the Holy Spirit that I might not be easily misled. Instead, grant me patience and gentleness when I am susceptible to faulty thinking. Help me to mature and see only what is true. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.